Howdy, the neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Animals with less stress will give you a better eating experience. Back on that in just a moment.
While other manufacturers are scrambling to adopt SCR technology to meet emission standards, Case IH is in the field, maximizing productivity and setting records for fuel efficiency. We're leading the way with over 10,000 SCR tractors already at work. It's proven efficient power you can find on all our high horsepower equipment, including combines and sprayers. And right now, get great offers when you pre-order 2013 models. To learn more, visit your local Case IH dealer or caseihdeals.com.
No matter where you live, in a city or a small town, a townhouse or a farmhouse, your life is your life. That's why Farm Bureau insures the things you work hard for. With offices in all 77 Oklahoma counties, we're an Oklahoma company and always nearby. Visit us online or stop by your local Oklahoma Farm Bureau office. With more options than ever, we're the same Farm Bureau you've always trusted. Now, even better.
He's considered a low-stress cattle handling guru. Kurt Pates from South Dakota, rancher up there, and he goes around the country talking with cattle producers, talks with feedlot operators and their employees, and livestock auction operators as well, about how you can approach handling your cattle in a low-stress way. And research tells us that if those cattle are not stressed as much, they're more likely to produce a great eating beef experience for the end consumer.
Oh, that's any old timer will tell you that. It doesn't have to be research. We all know that, but it's nice to have the research to back it up. So, and we're finding things like exercising animals. We're going out and getting pens out of cattle out of the pens and doing a little exercise with them, which also increases gain and all the things that we're talking about.
But how do you go about that?
You can either take them out of the pen and move them up and down the drover's alley. I've even heard some people are working them through the chutes to exercise them and exercise not only their body but their mind. And so those cattle get awful bored in the pen. They need to move out. That's the only thing that really changes. When an animal gets from out in a pasture, think about this. An animal comes from a pasture. He probably gets looked at once or twice a year. And they survive and they do pretty well. We put them in a feed yard with the best nutrition, the best facilities. Everything's the best, yet the cattle have to be looked at daily. The only thing I see missing is mental stimulation and exercise. And I think if we add those things, we're going to have a lot better deal in our feed yards.
Is that one of the rationales for things like, you know, mounds of dirt built up so the animals can play king of the hill, these type of things?
Absolutely. Those cattle need to have something to do in their little life there. And if they, they provide some of themselves. But if the cattle aren't happy, and we are learning how to see, when cattle will run and buck and play and are glad to see the pen rider come in or glad to see the run up to the feed bunk, that means cattle are happy. And if they aren't happy, we've got to change something to get them happy. And sometimes the mound will do that, sometimes taking them out in the alley. Sometimes I've even had some smaller feed yards, they take them out in the pasture and actually take them for a walk.
And those happy cows that Kurt Pate's making reference to, they're going to do better for you, whether you're on pasture or in a feed yard situation. They're going to be more effective, more efficient in weight gain. They're going to be putting more pounds of meat on their carcasses with fewer pounds of feed. And those lower stress animals are also going to grade better and eat better at the end of the day. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Star Lake Cattle Ranch, Scioto, Oklahoma is hosting their last sale. At 10:30 a.m. Friday, October 19th and Saturday, October 20th, the cattle, embryos, recipients, semen, and equipment owned by the ranch will go up for auction. If you can't attend in person, the sale will be broadcast Saturday on RFD-TV. Both Friday and Saturday auctions will be on the Internet through Superior Productions and Live Auctions. For more information, contact the ranch at 918-396-4322 or go online at starlakeherfords.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.